Greetings to you and welcome to Thirsty Thursday. Glad you are here, brothers and sisters, siblings in Christ, wherever you are. I pray God's blessings over you on this good day. Well, today I want to dive in for this Thirsty Thursday podcast where we are thirsty for more of God's word of life and love. And we're going to look at John 14 verses 23 to 31. John 14, 23 to 31. So here is the written word. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I've said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I'm going away, and I'm coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I'm going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise. Let us be on our way." Yes, yes, yes again. This particular section of Scripture is about the promise of the Holy Spirit being with those first followers of Jesus. And if they are able to live into that promise of that Spirit that will come upon them and carry them forward, then future generations will know of that same promise of the Spirit and how that Spirit leads in and through life. And the disciples needed these words because soon and very soon they were going to be freaking out about what's next. What do we do? How do we take this on? Jesus was here. He was doing this stuff for us. And now it's on our plate. He's not going to spin the plates anymore. It's up to us to do that. But there's a power within us that's going to be involved, and it's called the Holy Spirit of life. Now, again, these words are given to the disciples because he's leaving them, and he wants them to know they're not going to be alone or abandoned. Now, if you've listened to a lot of podcasts or sermons that I've done, you'll know that I say one of the things that we need to be freed from is abandonment. And in our world, it's so easy to fall into abandonment. Maybe somebody who used to love us doesn't love us anymore. Maybe a community that used to hold us doesn't hold us anymore. Maybe we once felt held in the grip of grace, and for whatever reason in this season of life, not really feeling to be a part of that grace. And so abandonment is a real issue for all people. There are times in life you can feel abandoned, lonely, left at the side of the road, all to yourself. And in those moments you say, I, individual, got to figure this out. And you work really hard and you spin like crazy and you do what you can and you work on it. And at the same time, it's draining you. It's exhausting for you. And you say, I don't know how much longer I can do this. I don't know if I'm speaking any truth to what you are dealing with now or what you may be feeling now, or if it's a thing in the past or if it's a thing to come. But again, we cannot do life alone. We do life in community, in relationship. And that relationship with God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit is indeed life itself. I truly believe that God's Holy Spirit breathes into us, brings us life, sustains life, and when life looks like it's ending in the here and now, that breath of life carries us forward into whatever is next. We need the Holy Spirit. And so often in the church, I'll say, we got the Spirit. Yes, we do. We got the Spirit. How about you? Yes, we got the Spirit. Yes, we do. We got the Spirit. How about you? I imagine that being a proclamation, a declaration of the early church that they wanted people to know because they had experienced it personally. God's Spirit of life and love raising them up off the mat, just like the same Spirit that raised Jesus up off the deck in the tomb to new life. And so when we read in John's Gospel, the Word or Word itself, we have to remember that Jesus is the Word of life. God's Word is not just to be understood as the written Word, but the promise that I give you, my word, the promise or word that we receive actually is Jesus himself. So in the beginning, when the Word was God and the Word was with God and the Word was God, yes, the essence of all life is God's self. And it's Jesus who reconciles all things back to himself. So as we go through hardship and suffering and pain, we're reminded that because of Jesus, we have peace with God. Peace is not simply understood as the absence of adversity, struggle, or pain. Those are just the realities that we're all going to face. Jesus' peace is deeply relational. We're assured that even when we fall short, God's going to continue to love and to provide and sustain and stand with us. God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is going to pick us up off the mat. And because of that promise of life and love that Jesus gives to his disciples, we're called to live with really no fear, regardless of what's going on. Because God's going to keep willing and working and opening new doors and bringing about new life in ways that we can't predict or even expect. So when we feel like we're at the end of our rope or we can't see out into the future, we hold on with all we got, trusting that God will open those things to us, that God will reveal some new things to us, so that as we step forward in faith, we're stepping into what God is already doing, to what God is creating. We're not left to ourselves. Just think how important that was, church, to the first followers who had stood at that foot of the cross, who had seen his body in the grave, and when he reappeared to them, and when he was saying these words of life and love, just think about the radical change that that would have brought to their life. Now we know, if we look into our own lives or people around us, the valleys of life can be challenging. The hardships can be overwhelming. But just how inspirational is it to sit with somebody when they talk about the depth of that valley or hardship, and then they testify, they put to words how they saw God in and through that experience and how God has brought them to the other side. I mean, these are testimonies of life, and these testimonies are necessary and needed. These stories are what provides us the encouragement to continue on. I think Jesus was one of the greatest truth tellers and encouragers that the world has ever seen, that the world has ever witnessed. Because every time that he spoke, he was providing encouragement to his people. And so if Jesus is counting on these disciples now into the future to be the visible signs of God's promised life for the world, what is it that he can give to them so that they can keep going when the chips are down and when it doesn't seem like it's worth it? The only thing he can give is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of radical life and love, because the work of the Spirit never quits. We'll hear in text to come about the Advocate, the one who's going to show up, and the one who's going to remind them that they are not alone. And so God is here. God is on the scene. Jesus is part of the operation of equipping for this community to live into the full story of God. So a question I want to leave with you today. If we truly trusted that Jesus through the Spirit has us, what would be different in how we live our lives? If we truly trusted that God and Jesus and the Spirit has us, what would be different in how we live our lives? That's a really good question, isn't it? Well, I want you to pray in the Spirit, sing in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, and know that you have an advocate who is with you, helping you to figure those things out. And so may you trust, may you give your life to this, and may you truly live. All right, church, stay thirsty, my friends.